Hello and welcome to Hope for Today with author and pastor Randy Maxwell of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Western Washington. Hope for Today is a weekly program that aims to offer real hope in a real God for real people facing the challenges of real life. Today we have a special program where Pastor Randy introduces and interviews Hope for Today's new voice in ministry, Pastor Daniil Clark. In this leadership transition, you will get to know who Pastor Clark is, what is next, and what exciting messages are to come. And now, Pastor Maxwell and Pastor Clark.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Randy Maxwell of Hope for Today, and we're coming to you today with an exciting announcement. For the last 3 years, we have been coming to you every Saturday morning and Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and you've heard my voice preaching the Word of God on Hope for Today. And you know that we have had a mission and a purpose in preparing a people to meet the Lord. That is our concern. We know that Jesus is about to come soon, and we want to herald that good news and also prepare people to meet the Lord when He comes. And that's been the thrust of Hope for Today. And I have gotten to enjoy interfacing with you. Those times that we've had special Zoom conferences, and just by way of reflection, and the reason why we're coming to you this way, because normally you'd be hearing my voice preaching, but today we are doing a transition in our ministry, and I'll be introducing Pastor Clark in just a moment. But to give you a recap of how we got into radio, because the Lord knew in 2020 that the world was about to turn upside down. We didn't know it. And we signed a contract with 820 AM The Word to start Hope for Today in early 2020. And here, just a month or so after signing that contract, COVID-19 hit and, of course, changed everything. And the church was shut down for a while. But here the Lord had provided. He knew what was coming, and we had a voice to continue to share the good news of Jesus coming again through this communication venue. And we have appreciated the times that we have had even Zoom Bible study classes as a result of our time here on 8:20 a.m. The Word. And it's been wonderful. But today I'm coming to you in a very special way to announce a transition. I'm having an Elisha moment right now, because as many of you know, I have taken a position within our denomination, an administrative position, which took me out of the pulpit at the Renton Seventh-day Adventist Church. But the Lord has brought a successor, someone who has taken the reins at the Renton Seventh-day Adventist Church and who is a gifted communicator in multiple ways, preaching the word, musician, as well as radio communications. And today it is my privilege, honor, excitement to introduce to you Hope for Today listeners, Pastor Daniil Clark, the new pastor of the Renton Seventh-day Adventist Church. Welcome, Pastor Clark.
Thank you so much for your kind words, Pastor Randy. It's an honor to be here, and a special privilege to be part of this legacy.
Amen, amen. You know, this is a good time to let the radio audience get to know you, because starting in January, I believe it's the first weekend of January, they'll be hearing your voice.
Yes.
As the host of Hope for Today. Help us to get to know you a little bit better. Yeah.
Sure.
Where do you come from? And just tell us a little bit about your passions in ministry and in communications as well.
Absolutely. Well, my previous station of ministry was in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I came here, as I said, directly from there. But my place of origin, my home, is the island of Jamaica in the West Indies. So grew up in Jamaica, spent the first, I believe, 21 or so years of my life there. Studied communications in college, moved to New York City to pursue some more studies in broadcast journalism, stayed in that field for a little while, but the Lord kept tugging on my heart. This has been a tug from very early on in life. I would say when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, I had thought about the possibility of becoming a pastor, mm-hmm. And entering into ministry, but, you know, kind of routed during my teenage years to explore some other things. So came full circle during my years in New York City, back to the original call for pastoral ministry. And from there went to the seminary. And I would say, you know, the Lord has blessed with the route that he guided me on, yes. With that early communications training, mm-hmm. Moving now into ministry and being able to share God's word in a multiplicity of ways, including now on 8:20 a.m. here in Seattle.
Amen. You know, it's funny. We have such similar paths because coming out of high school and into college, I was pursuing a communications degree as well. And God led that into pastoral ministry. And of course, all those skills acquired in communicating really facilitate preaching and getting the word out to people. We're able to use that. And so, you know, I'm excited that we've traveled a similar path.
You know, and the Lord has led in very interesting ways. I think I mentioned this to you off air several days or weeks ago. But I came across your ministry through the books that you've written. I think I was living in New York at the time when I read one of the books that you wrote. And just never imagined that paths would cross in the way that they are right now.
Amen. It's God's hand is just amazing. You never know how it's going to manifest later, but that's exciting. So tell us a little bit, too, about your ministry in radio in particular. Mm-hmm. I think our listeners would love to hear the path you've trod in that, too.
I was very blessed with the opportunity in my undergrad studies to be at a university that had a very practical arm to it. So it wasn't just the classroom academia and learning about broadcasting, but they had a radio station on the campus. And while I was there, they were building out a television station. And so I had an opportunity while studying to go over and be in the broadcasting field and take on a role as producer in the radio station. Nice. I had my first program, I think, was called Noonday Blessing, if I remember correctly. It was a midday hour just of a lot of music and testimonies and sharing. Right. And they gave me a 1 hour slot just to bless the community of Mandeville. That's where we were in Jamaica at the time. Now it's right across the island. They broadcast right across. But in the early days, it was just in that town where the frequency was going across there. So that's how I began. I started there and moved into further broadcasting. When I graduated from the college there, I stayed back to continue teaching the introductory broadcasting courses for a little while before moving to New York City. But radio just really captured my interest just because of the broad range of opportunities there to reach people and just to make a positive difference and an impact. I know people are passing time sometimes on the road here in Seattle. It's a lot of traffic. And so, you know, it's an opportunity just to be alongside our community with positive messaging and encouraging words and hope, as we say in this broadcast, hope for today. So that's something that's near and dear to my heart and just a very big privilege to be a part of it.
Amen. And so talking about your passion in ministry, when you preach, when you're communicating via radio or any other medium, what is it that lights your fire? What is it that you are burning to just share with people that they understand and grasp about this God that we love and that we're anticipating seeing his face soon?
I'm excited by that question. You know, what gets me excited is what I understand from the good news of the kingdom of God that is made available to all of us in Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. You know, a lot of times we find that life steers us toward anxiety and depression and concern for all the things that aren't going well. You mentioned 2020 and how everything in the world just kind of turned upside down. And it is a good thing for us to have opportunities in our community to remind people around us of the God who's changed our lives. And the beauty of the gospel, as I see it, is that regardless of what's happening around you, the gospel speaks a word of peace within you that's able then to direct the way you respond to that life around you. Mm-hmm. We see so many examples in the Bible, and these are not just one-off stories. These are practical and accessible experiences that we can have too in our lives. And if I can just share that with somebody in any mean, with any means possible, I want to do it. It's so exciting to have that experience myself. Paul refers to it, Paul, the New Testament apostle, refers to it as the peace that surpasses understanding,
yes,
that guards your heart and your mind, protects you from this pull toward anxiety and pull towards what the world is seeking to unravel in your mind. So I enjoy that. And then the other part of what excites me about preaching and what motivates and fuels my fire is this. A minister once shared this with me, and I never forgot it. It's been behind me in my motivation in preaching. He shared with me that there will be audiences of many sizes that you'll have a chance to reach. Praise the Lord, we have a chance through 8:20 a.m. to reach many people.
Amen. Yes.
Here. But he encouraged me, whether I'm in a church, a small church, or a large church, or on the airwaves, to focus on two people. You know, it zone it down to those two people.
Right.
And the two people he mentioned to me are, number one, the person who is hearing the gospel message for the very first time.
Yes.
And what a difference it makes when you think about that person, how intentional and clear and creatively present you want to be, and how you're making sure that that message comes across in an accessible way. Not with any assumptions of what they probably already know, but someone who's hearing that gospel message for the very first time. That's the first person that drives my preaching and drives my ministry. And the second person is the person who is hearing the gospel message for the very last time. Right. And again, for me, that's the urgency right there.
Right.
You know, you and I never know who that is. And it doesn't mean that the person's necessarily going to die the next day. But it does mean that somehow the Holy Spirit is making a unique opportunity right now that will not return in that person's lifetime. Right. And the opportunity for that person to respond to the beautiful message of the gospel that changes lives and that gives us hope each and every day. Those are the things that excite me about this opportunity to share. Again, on the airwaves, in our local church at Renton Seventh-day Adventist Church. And anywhere I have an opportunity, one-on-one with people in study and looking at God's word together.
Amen. Thank you. And I just want to say this to the radio audience as well. You can go to Pastor Clark's church, the Renton Seventh-day Adventist Church.
1031
Monroe Avenue.
Monroe Avenue, Northeast.
That's right. In the Renton Highlands.
That's right.
They would love to see you there. Services are every Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. with Bible study, followed by the divine worship service, the preaching service, which takes place at 11 o'clock. And we have a wonderful children's program and whatever. He would love to meet you.
Absolutely.
And see you there. You don't have to just listen on radio. You can go in person. It'd be great. And I just want to talk about that for just a moment, too. Because maybe there are some in our audience who really don't understand who Seventh-day Adventists are.
Yeah.
But speak for a moment into the hope of his appearing.
Yes.
You know, the Adventist part of it. Right now, here we are in the season of Advent.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Waiting for the arrival of the baby Jesus, the arrival of the Messiah for the first time. Mm-hmm. But as Adventists, right, we live in anticipation of another appearing.
Amen.
Talk into that for a moment.
You know, I think of, and this is a great time of year to be thinking about this, like you mentioned a while ago, I think of the calling of John the Baptist in the context of the arrival of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the first time, the advent of Jesus Christ. And that he was called to prepare a way and to make straight that path and to call people toward this wonderful transformation that could happen for them. Jesus came, you know, we're honest in our reading of the scriptures, and we see that there were huge misunderstandings about who this Jesus was.
Right.
And what the wonderful opportunity was just before the people. John says it in this tragic way. He says he came to his own and his own did not receive him.
Right.
But to whoever did, and there's where the hope expands, he gave them the right, the privilege, the authority to be called sons and daughters of God. Not
Amen.
Born of the flesh, but born of the will of God. And, you know, I believe even then, as the understanding was, you know, the coming Messiah, coming out of the prophecies of Daniel and Ezekiel and so forth in the Old Testament, that he was going to come and establish his kingdom right away in the manner that earthly kings did, with war and with a victory on a horse and so forth. And he came healing and blessing and with words of hope and reminding the people that what they anticipated was actually here in a much more transformative way.
Right.
Than what they thought it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as Seventh-day Adventists, I think we are positioned in a unique way to call once again people to that appearing of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
As he's about to return to this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are surrounded by various attempts at spreading a certain kind of dominion across the earth,
mm-hmm.
whether it's this political leader or that political system or this military acumen. And, you know, people are trying to find ways to spread what they think is the ideal situation on this earth. And we as Seventh-day Adventists, our name even has it in there, the Advent portion of that. The Adventist expression there is just the anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ, but not just that he will come, but that his way is actually the ideal for the entire world.
Amen.
And eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it's not entered the thoughts of man, what he has prepared for us. You know, we have an opportunity as a Seventh-day Adventist denomination to come alongside our fellow missional brothers and sisters across the world.
Amen.
And share this message of hope with a keen focus on the coming of Jesus Christ and what that means for this world, and to help people to be ready and prepared for that day.
Amen. Well said. And I know we anticipate that coming to be very, very soon,
very
which
soon.
Drives the urgency,
yep.
right, of our message. And I want to commend you also for mentioning our other evangelical brothers
yes.
and sisters
yes.
who we minister alongside.
Absolutely.
Because right here at 8:20 a.m., I so appreciate the camaraderie and the platform
yes.
that has been provided for us to share the gospel message. We all realize the urgency of the times in which we live.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful to be able to work together with brothers and sisters and make our preparations for the entrance into the kingdom,
yes.
which we know is coming soon.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm excited about the future of Hope for Today. I know you are too. In fact, I want you to speak a little bit about what the listeners can anticipate hearing starting January. I think it's what, 6 and 7?
I think so, yeah.
Think
early on in
weekend.
January,
yeah,
the
yeah.
first Saturday and Sunday.
What can they anticipate hearing?
We are going to dive right in with our first series entitled Within the Shadows. And Within the Shadows, the concept behind the name is that God continues to work even if it feels oftentimes behind the scenes.
Mm.
What is in front of us oftentimes, as we talked about earlier, is discouragement, chaos, things to be anxious about, concerned about. It seems like failure is in front of us oftentimes. And
mm-hmm.
I know that people listening on the road, heading to work or heading to school or heading home or just trying to find their way through the weekend, preparing for another week, oftentimes they will have hit a wall, and that wall seeks to encourage them to respond to life a certain way. So we're going to look to the Bible again and study through a special book that is, again, very near and dear to the heart of Seventh-day Adventists. Coming up through our history, we've been very keen on the prophetic writings of Daniel and Revelation.
Right.
And just as you are wrapping up or have wrapped up this beautiful series of through Revelation,
yes.
We're going to go back and look now at this earlier prophetic book of Daniel and
nice.
Start there. But what I want to start with and focus on in a practical sense is, yes, the prophetic value, the miracle of speaking into the future and all of what that entails. But I want to look at it from the standpoint of what God was doing through the life of Daniel and how he was able to respond to the chaos around him in Babylon.
All right.
So the first six chapters is going to be a sermon per chapter. We'll find a way to truncate it. It's hard to do, but it's a sermon per chapter going through the 12 chapters of Daniel. And the first six look at his life in Babylon. And then the last six are now some of the prophetic utterances looking to the future.
Right.
But in both sides of that, we notice that Daniel has to respond first to struggles around him in captivity, and then also in the last part to struggles within him and what he is expecting and what he is anticipating. And I think the listeners will find some value for their lives with each of these sermons and studies we're looking at through the writings of Daniel. Yes, we'll look at the prophetic value, but I want to approach it from the practical, accessible standpoint of what that means for those of us facing uncertain times.
Oh, that sounds really, really good. And I know our listeners will enjoy that very much.
I certainly hope so. I enjoyed preparing the series, and I hope it's a blessing to someone else.
Right. Amen. Amen. Well, tell us a little something more personal about your family. I know you're married and you have kids.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your musicianship as well.
Okay. So on the personal side, I'm married. My wife, Raquel, is from the island of Barbados. So we're both Caribbean people. I tend to joke with her slightly in reminding her she was actually born in Jamaica, but she only spent 6 weeks there and then moved. And she definitely identifies more with the culture and upbringing in Barbados. Mm-hmm. I still hold to the fact that she's Jamaican, and that's just the running joke in our house. And the Lord has blessed us with two wonderful boys. Our oldest is 5 right now. He will be 6 by the time we have our first broadcast. So his birthday is in January, early on in January. And then our younger is 2, going to be 3 in March. So we're all getting into life in the Pacific Northwest. It's a great honor and privilege to be here, and our family's enjoying the beauty of what it is to live here in this area. Getting used to the traffic, but we love everything else. It's easier to get into everything else. As far as music goes, that's just something that has followed me my entire life. I've had a passion for music that developed early. I attribute it to my dad. He too is a musician, and you know, early on in family worship, what would happen with me as a young kid, I'd sit beside my dad and he'd have a small keyboard on his lap, and he'd play that little battery operated keyboard for our song service. I'd watch him play, and you know, after worship, everyone is off doing what they're doing, but my dad reminded me recently, I would stay at the keyboard for hours and would just really try to get into it. And from there, God has blessed me with a passion, not just for my own enjoyment of music, but sharing that to be a blessing in so many places
too. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, it's been good to get to know you better and to introduce you to the Hope for Today audience. We will continue to preach the message of hope and wholeness over this broadcast. And starting January 6th and 7th, we're going to be hearing from you.
I want to just take the opportunity on behalf of all of our listeners to thank you as well for the legacy that you've started with this broadcast. And by God's grace, we will keep that legacy moving forward for the glory of God and for the expansion of his kingdom.
Amen. Well, thank you for this time. And Hope for Today listeners, it's been great to be with you. Love you. Keep you in my prayers always. And just remember, the need is great. The key is prayer. The time is now.
You have been listening to Hope for Today with Pastor Randy Maxwell and Pastor Daniil Clark. Be sure to tune in next week when Daniil begins a new chapter with Hope for Today Ministry and a new series called God Within the Shadows. Daniil Clark is the pastor of Renton Seventh-day Adventist Church in Renton, Washington. You can find out more about Daniil Clark and his team at www.rentonadventist.org. Friends, there are real reasons to have hope, and it is through Jesus Christ. We will see you again next time, and remember, if you ask God for all things that you may enjoy life, he may instead give you life that you may enjoy all things.